Let me tell y'all something right now. You know, some just came over me. Okay. A spirit just came over me, bitch. And I got a fire lit up under my ass, bitch. Because I've been planning on coming to rebuke some of y'all women's. Yes, y'all's women's. About your love for dick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me preface this and say that it ain't nothing wrong with getting you a nice piece and having you a nice piece and even having you a nice piece locked up into the side for whenever you might require it. However, that is a motherfucking generational curse, bitch. And I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm saying colloquially, that's a generational motherfucking curse on your head and in your loins. That shit a lot of time come from your motherfucking mama. I just realized some things, baby. I just realized some things. Me and my sister Star, Kenyatta be texting and stuff. And she was like, you know, we were talking about some things. And I realized, you know what I'm saying? Plus, with the combination of readings that come out from other prophets, mystics, seers, psychics, tarot readers, and divine femmes and divine masculines, the readings combined with other revelations and then just spirit speaking and my ancestors and the Most High speaking have let me know that my whole desire to be married was not something that was actually inherent or innate within me. That came from my motherfucking mama and her mama and her mama. Okay? And so it was a generational curse that, you know, well, I'm the only one in my family, I'm the only one of my siblings married. Shit that my mama talked about and still does, kind of like act like it's significant. And I want y'all, she never said she wanted me to get married, which was that competition shit, because she used to say that shit about my sister. She started saying that about my sister, but my sister is antisocial, so I don't know how an antisocial person is gonna do well with dating and marriage. She's never even been on a fucking date to my knowledge, and so how would you expect a marriage to work with that when she can barely tolerate people in the same house with her? So I don't know how she would tolerate a husband. But either way, you know, this is the delusion of a narcissist. Okay, and yeah, I am calling my mother a narcissist because that's how the fuck she acts. Now, I don't have qualifications to diagnose, but she's a fucking narc to me. She's a narcissistic mother and has always been. Now, she is good at hiding her motherfucking hand, though. So, she might come off as nice and a good Christian woman to other people. She is a good Christian woman in some respects. Mm-hmm. But in the other, she cold. She nasty. And she jealous and competitive and controlling and domineering. She's an asshole, okay? I can be an asshole too, all right? You can be 60, you can be 75, you can be 85 years old and be a fucking asshole. Don't matter. These things, a lot of y'all, see, this is why spirit and the Most High has sent me, meaning the Holy Spirit, Baruch HaKadosh, Emaya Baruch HaKadosh, sent me to rebuke this twin flame. Shite. Of, I can't do my mission unless masculine come on. Masculine ain't getting it together. And how we gonna do this together? Cause he's still with his karmic and he went off and married the karmic and they got 3 kids together. You ain't supposed to do that with him. He was meant to teach you lessons and you were supposed to come into union of yourself and recognize some things. But see, a lot of y'all been held back. You wonder why your motherfucking gifts ain't at the level they should be? Check that nigga you chasing. Check on that. Check on that stronghold, that soul tie, that motherfucking yoke around your neck and shoulders that he still got on you. Because think about it. Divine masculine is an emperor, right? That's patriarchy, and it's also the hierophant in the tarot. That's men not liking women to be in their spiritual power. That's that same shit the Pope and them do, the papacy does, with, on the outside, promoting a masculine and all masculine trinity, a God masculine, a masculine God head, masculine Holy Spirit, and masculine son. Two men can't have a baby, which is a son. Okay, so I don't know why people still believe that, but it's foolishness, and that's why people are asleep and dead and they're going to hell. Literally, they are going to hell. Okay, because you can't disrespect the divine feminine and go to heaven, because the divine feminine is one of the authors of heaven. I know ain't no, not too many people gonna tell you that, right? So they will promote the masculine Godhead on the outside, which there is a Godfather. Yeah, the Most High is the masculine, but there's a primordial dark mother. There's a very, very powerful holy mother as well. Okay, so they promote that masculine Trinity on the outside, but then in the bowels of the motherfucking Vatican, they worship the Black Madonna, the dark primordial mother. Okay, which is why people who disrespect her and don't acknowledge her go to hell. Even they know they supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? Too, they know they're supposed to acknowledge her. But I came to realize that my whole desiring of doing the traditional thing, which was getting married, having children, being a housewife, you know, the so-called American dream that they sold in the 40s and the 50s, that shit wasn't my destiny, and it was only something that I felt I had to do because of my so-called traditional Christian upbringing, which, like I said, promotes traditional masculine Godhead or Trinity, traditional core Christian values, which is mother, father, children, marriage, okay, legal marriage. They don't promote any cohabitation or other kinds of alternative families. They don't promote any LGBTQIA, etc. And I'm hetero, but I'm just saying, you know how the Christians are. A lot of them, I won't say all, but you know how Christianity is. And so that was something I grew up in, but the purpose of it as I came out of it later in my 20s, meaning when I stopped being a slave to the church. I never was a true slave because I was an attendee, but I always had my own personal relationship with the higher powers. When I came out of being, you know, in this box of Christianity and organized religion in my 20s, and I started to discover my spiritual gifts more. I've always had spiritual gifts, but when I just went off on my own path when I was about 18, I started going to the church that I wanted to go and not just going along with the family together. Because that was a part of growing up too, where we all went to church together, or we all went to the same church, or, you know, if mom and them was going to Bible study, we all went and all that kind of stuff. Well, when I was about 18, I wanted to stay at the church I was at. My mother had this tradition, this dysfunction, you know, this problem of every time somebody say something at the church that she don't like, I'm not going back there. It just don't agree with my spirit no more. No, your demons is convicted and you mad. Oh, you mad. Now, I ain't calling my mama a hoe. I'm calling it a whole spirit. Because, see, when you run around from church to church and reader to reader and doctrine to doctrine, use a hoe in the spirit, bitch. Use a hoe. Use a hoe. Hoe! Use, dead ass. And I'm charged up because it's true. You're a spiritual whore. Every time somebody would say something, she had a different church. Finally, she done found a church that I guess the people is enough of a pushover that she don't feel threatened. You know, her domineering ass don't feel threatened by them white folks at that church. No disrespect to them because they're good people from what I can tell. But she don't feel threatened at that church because it's enough white people in there. But see, when she was in the church with the niggas wasn't going to let her run them. See, that's... No disrespect to the people I used to go to church with. No disrespect. Love y'all. Mwah. You know, church lady hug. It's all good. But I'm speaking plain. That's what the Most High told me to do. My mama couldn't run the niggas at the churches we used to go to, which was predominantly 99% black. So therefore, somebody said something or did something that she felt was wrong, or if they came up to the church with the new Benz, or if their suit was just a little too nice one Sunday, all of a sudden her spirit didn't agree. Which translated to, I'm jealous of something, I'm mad at something, somebody convicted me in their sermon, somebody had forgot to speak to me today, and my feelings is hurt, and now I want to uproot the whole family, which was 6 members. 4 children and 2 parents. I want to uproot the whole family from the church by, oh, now I'm not going to go because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So I'm going to put this burden on the rest of the family that, well, I'm not going. I just don't feel led to go no more. And so everybody else, regardless of the fact that they're being nourished and fed and they're happy at the church, everybody else starts to feel guilty because it's like mama ain't coming no more. And mama sitting home, you know, staring at TBN, telling me that's her church for today because she don't know where she going next. And we, you know, we feeling bad and we looking at each other bewildered. Like, are we supposed to keep going? Like, because mama ain't going and everybody know we a family. And you know, they're going to look at us like, where's your mama? And what's going on? And then, you know, my stepfather start feeling awkward about trying to explain it. And then eventually the shit just collapsed and the facade just was gone. And we just didn't go no more. Eventually, when I was 18, I kept going to the church I wanted to. And that was the beginning of the diverging away from the so-called family traditional belief system. Now, I believe a lot alongside the Christian faith. However, it was the beginning of my bifurcation off of that tree, going down my own path, following my own destiny, okay, and listening to the Most High and what I needed to do. So me growing up in Christianity was a great foundation for me to grow up in. I would rather be in that than Islam. Islam is way too restrictive, but Christianity for me was very restrictive too. But I did like the way my spirit was fed at the ministries that I was a part of. And I did like that. I did really, really learn how to study the Bible properly. That being said, growing up in that kind of family dynamic and that traditional faith system, I thought that, you know, the right thing to do was just get married, have children, etc. You know, a lot of women feel that pressure. And then I got married a couple years ago and it was a fucking disaster. Yes, there was spell work involved, but it was a disaster because I married a controlling man because I was used to being controlled in other relationships and in my own family. So I married someone that hid how controlling they were. And when I did see the red flags, I thought I had learned and been conditioned growing up to associate, like I would mix up control with natural concern. So if it was really somebody being overly controlling, I would think, oh, they just being concerned, because I was groomed like that by my mother and my family. So it would take a long time for it to really, really push me over the edge, is my point, you know? So what I'm saying is, because I was raised in that environment for 30 years, even when I was living on my own, that kind of control existed when I would visit the family. And that's just how they were. When I got married, it took a while for me to get pushed over the edge. And in relationships, it would take a while sometimes for me to get pushed over the edge, because I wouldn't notice. Like, it's almost like if you are desensitized. Let's use the example of diabetic neuropathy. If someone who has diabetes has diabetic neuropathy or neuropathy, and they're losing sensitivity in their feet, and they step on something, they may not feel it, depending on how much of the neuropathy or how advanced the neuropathy is. It'll take a while before their body to register to them that something's wrong with that foot. They may not be someone who checks their feet. You know, people with diabetic neuropathy, I don't have that, but I know about it because I have older family members that have it. And then me, you know, going to school for healthcare and stuff, I knew about it. They're supposed to check their feet and their legs for wounds, because it would take a while for the body to register that there's a wound and infection, because they won't feel it. Okay, so they're desensitized. I was desensitized to narcissistic abuse because narcissistic abuse was a part of my growing up. So then when I encountered it in relationships and friendships and even associations, it took me a while for it to register. And this was in my early 30s. So when I got married, I thought I was following the traditional path because I had been conditioned by a variety of different, how can I say, people, and also family, and also through different avenues, that getting married and having children was the goal. It's not the goal for me. It's not. Okay, I got married and people did black magic to break it up. Okay, well, it was still a past life soul contract. So I fulfilled it and then it's dissolved. So I never have to worry about that contract again. But at the same time, by me going through that, I dove deeper. This was about a year and a half ago. I dove deeper into my natal chart and discovered that I have a black moon Lilith in Aquarius. I ain't supposed to be getting married. I don't fucking like marriage. Black moon Lilith in Aquarius says don't fucking get married. Okay, but see, this is astrology that I learned after the fact. I don't give a fuck if I got a divorce under my belt. That'll be the only fucking divorce because I won't get married again. However, when I'm talking about peen, y'all's desire and y'all's obsession with penis being a fucking generational curse, a lot of y'all don't have the gifts you're supposed to have. You don't have the success you're supposed to have. You don't have the creativity you're supposed to have. You have not stepped into, and I know this takes time. We all have work to do, and we're all doing, most of us are doing the best we can. I can't say all, but a lot of y'all ain't gonna get what you're supposed to get because you worry about that man. That's a fucking generational curse of patriarchy upon you as a woman. Why do you desire that? You need to ask yourself, why do you desire that? Have you asked yourself why you desire somebody that much, that you're tolerating that kind of abuse, betrayal? You know, some women have caught diseases. Some women have caught diseases they can't get rid of, you know, outside children, whether it was outside of a marriage or a long-term relationship or even a short-term relationship or a situationship, outside children, backstabbing, betrayal, fighting with the family, fighting, you know, for attention and love. And what is it about this man that you're obsessed with that you can't even do what the fuck he's supposed to do for you? You need to ask yourself that. And that's the problem with a lot of these twin flame readers. The majority of these twin flame readers are fucking black. Why are black women so obsessed with dick? What is y'all's problem? And I'm saying y'all because I'm celibate. And I've gone years being celibate. Now, recently, it ain't been years, but I'm back at a damn year. So, and it's going to be a long fucking time for me, if ever. I am content not being bothered, simply not because, oh, I don't like men. I don't have a problem with healthy men. I have a problem with the control men like to have over women, okay? And like I said before, I've tolerated a lot of stuff in relationships and it got me nowhere. It taught me great lessons, so I won't say it got me nowhere. It got me nowhere in said relationship, but it did get me very, very far in my path. And as far as me satisfying what the Most High wants me to do in this life. So it did teach me those lessons. So it was iron to sharpen my iron. But at the same time, don't a relationship serve no purpose for me going forward? No relationship, no man, none of that. Fucking no man. Ain't none of that on my motherfucking radar. You know why? Because now that I am at the level that I'm at and I've broke all these chains off of me, and like my sister Kenyatta told me, your mind is clear. You got clear logic. You done broke all the shackles and chains and all that shit is off of you now. Do you think that I'm going to be dumb enough to let a man crawl up in my fucking bed and start some more fucking soul ties and put some more motherfucking chains on my mind because he got a piece of hot dog that was looking chocolatey good or whatever and I just had to have a bite? Not to be vulgar, but y'all know how Scorpios are set up, okay? Really? You think after all the shit I've sacrificed that I'm going to let somebody come in my life to start some fucking shit and put more yolks on my motherfucking back? Do y'all remember back in the old days, in the medieval times, how people used to be, you know, when people got caught stealing or they didn't pay their taxes or they owed somebody money or they was in debtor's prison, they would put them in the middle of the fucking village and put them in them wood stocks. Do you think I'm going to let a man do that shit to me? Put me in them wood stocks again where I'm just stuck? You know, my ex karmic, I recalled this shit and I had told Kenyatta this. I recalled this shit a few minutes ago and I was thinking about it yesterday by myself where I wasn't saying nothing. Me and the Most High was just talking about stuff. And I was like, I remember that shit very vividly. I remember that shit like it was yesterday. I remember exactly where I was when that motherfucker said it. I was standing in my walk-in closet at my old place, and I remember that nigga said over the phone, yeah, I could have came in and had sex with you, and I would have had you obsessed. I could have came and had sex with you again. You'd have been obsessed. Let me tell you something, nigga. I ain't obsessed with no man on this fucking planet, and I wasn't obsessed with you. Except for at a small moment in time where I felt, where I knew we were twin flames, and I felt like you were just taking out your, how can I say, dysfunction on me because of whatever someone else had done to you. But see, what it was he had played victim. He had treated other people wrong, and he was getting back what he deserved. But yet he told me, like, he was just, you know, did all this great stuff. And, you know, the typical narc victim playing victim. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I'm not interested in men coming around and all that shit. Men don't ever do anything for me. I'm always the one that end up doing the heavy lifting. That's the fucking problem. And that's why I don't have a use for a man. When I had use for men, they overstepped their boundaries. Okay, a husband, fiancés, multiple fiancés, boyfriends, fathers of my children, no disrespect to them, but they overstepped their boundaries sometimes too. All of them did at one point or another. But all the hard work I've done, all the dark nights of the soul I've done, nobody was there to support me through that except for the Holy Spirit, my ancestors, and the Most High, and the angels and stuff. So now that I have cleared so much and I am quote unquote shining like the fucking sun, do you think I'm gonna let a man come around me so he can bring his fucking baggage and all them bitches that he done fucked and sucked on, dragging along their spirits, dragging their souls, dragging along with him? Do you think I want that in my life? Do you think I want him coming around with his raggedy ass mama, his narcissistic, jealous ass, bald-headed ass, mustache-having mama? Do you think I want to deal with that stupid shit? I done fought them wars, baby. I done fought them battles with niggas having demons for mamas. Nah. I done fought them battles with niggas having demons for exes. And the ex attacking me and pulling my fucking abundance energy and getting rich off of me. I done fought them battles. Ain't nobody coming up in here in my space close like that except for Soul Tribe, meaning brothers and sisters of mine, and my children. That's it. This is the only people that's going to get close to me like that. Okay? So, there is generational curse amongst 99% of women. Y'all have a dysfunction of desiring dramatic, dysfunctional, toxic ass dick. Because why else do you want the man other than his dick? Why else do you want him? Why else do you want him other than what's in his pants and what he got in his pocket? Why else do you want him? Because most of y'all end up wiping up behind him, cleaning up behind him, making beds, vacuuming floors, having children, having epidurals just to bring the baby in here, and nursing, and doing all this child rearing. Why do you want the motherfucker other than what's between his legs and in his pocket? Can't you do better, bitch? Now, I'm not no feminist, but I am a womanist. And I will tell you this, I don't put men over women. I don't give a damn about what no man talking about. I don't. And see, that's when, like, we were just talking about this, and we were like, that's how they become obsessed, because a lot of them run into women like us that tell them about themselves, that just tell it raw and real. You know, we lob heads off, and the head be rolling, and the nigga get obsessed, or the man get obsessed, like, damn, bitch, you're fire, and your anger or whatever, or your indignance is refreshing. I want to challenge you. I want to conquer you. I want to cage you like a bird. Yes, I want to bop you. Me take woman. Oh, me take woman. I want to bop you over the head with my club and drag you back to my cave. Woman is wild. Woman is like wild tiger. I, me hunter. Fuck that shit, G. Fuck that. Fuck that. And the Most High knows, baby, I'll be single to the day I motherfucking leave this vessel. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. I'll be single and celibate. I don't give a fuck. I ain't going through that shit no more, my G. I ain't going through it no fucking more. I'm tired. I'm tired. They ain't about no hurt shit. I done did my healing. Y'all beautiful ass readers and seers and prophets out there done told me, baby, you done did your healing. I know I have. It's, thank God for that. Some of you have, you know, impressed upon me, and even the Most High have impressed upon me, you know, maybe about a year and a half ago, where I was telling people, stop all of this talking about, I gotta heal. Yes, everybody got healing. You get injured sometimes and you do have to heal. Healing is lifelong. You heal from other things and you may get injured next week. You still gonna have to heal from it. Okay, it's a progress. Okay, it's a progression. Just like our body is always renewing cells, old cells are dying and we got new cells. That's a form of healing. And that's why I said death is a part of the healing process. Our body destroys cells and bacteria and viruses and fungi and microbes that are harmful, that we don't need excess of. And it has to kill those in order for us what? To remain healthy and or heal. And I use the analogy of a cut or a laceration getting infected. So we got healing to do. It's always going to be something. But some of y'all are using the excuse of healing to hold your own self back because you're scared of your power. You don't want to move forward. There's something in you that has been trained to stay inside of the cage. Post-slavery syndrome. Post-traumatic slavery syndrome, Dr. Joy DeGroy. I've listened to Dr. Joy years ago, but I will say this. Some of y'all are so used to being in the cage, you don't know how to act when the cage door is open. When the jail cell is open and you free, and you done did all the hard work and you done served your time, a lot of y'all don't know how to act. You're scared to come out. Now, that's not a disrespect, but if that's something you're dealing with, work on it. But the rest of y'all women, let me tell you something. These women out here that are trying to tell you about some nigga that done, some of these women out here, and I'm not being disrespectful to no reader. I'm just telling it plain because I'm about to vamp back up some content on another one of my platforms that I haven't done in quite a while. So it's just coming now because the Most High already told me, you know, you're going to have to go back into this too now. So I'm going to be probably running three different types of content. But, well, I already run a whole bunch of different types, but I'm just saying I'm going to probably be going back into that soon, which is black women's or women's content, women's centric content. Y'all readers out here, right? And I'm just saying readers colloquially because some people just want to be known as a reader. Some people want to be known as a prophet. Some people want to be known as a mystic, a seer, a sage, a magician, a witch, etc. I'm not going through all them titles. Y'all know I got 50-11 titles and hats that I wear, so forth and so on in my description box. All real shit. But I'm just going to say readers colloquially because not all of these readers are prophets. Not all of them are anointed. And some of them are anointed. A lot of them, some of them are anointed, but niggas still got lock, stock, and barrel on the bitches. And I'm not being disrespectful calling them bitches. I'm just saying, niggas still got y'all in the stocks, baby. The fuck are y'all doing, man? Y'all got these readings out here. You got hundreds of goddamn readings on your channels. Talking about, oh, he know the karmic ain't no good for him. And yeah, you girl, you know he had, he had discovered that the baby by the karmic ain't no damn good. And he find out that she was sleeping around on him. And, you know, he know you the one, baby. I know y'all are paid, controlled opposition to people like me that gonna set people free. I know y'all is motherfucking control opposition. Y'all is paid to keep people in the fucking cycle, whereas I ain't paid a goddamn dime except for through the Most High and my clients that come to me to set people free. See, I done peep game on y'all. Y'all telling these women to stay in this fuck shit. And these men, the divine masculines too. Where is your masculine? That's what I need to ask you. Where is your masculine and where is your feminine? If you out here promoting that shit, you gonna fall by the wayside. Spirit is tired of y'all. That's why some of y'all don't want to use the tarot no more. Because them tarot cards done started convicting you, baby. That's why some of y'all don't want to use it no more, because them tarot cards done turned on you and done exposed you for keeping people stuck, for keeping people in Wheel of Fortune reversed and world reversed energies. See, Saturn is here to teach you some lessons too. And see, y'all gonna have to get it together, or y'all lessons ain't gonna be too fucking nice. And some people might say, well, my lesson was that my DM helped me to propel. That is a lesson. We got lessons on all kind of shit. But I will say this. Y'all who are leading these women to stay trapped in cages and not stand up powerfully in their matriarchal and even their crone energies, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by that fucking sword of lies that you're putting out on your channel, on your platform, you're gonna die by that shit too. Because it ain't right. Now, I'm not even getting into the ones that do the magic to split up the twins. How do you know you was even supposed to be with that twin? You, like I've been saying for a long time, and other people said, just because that's a twin flame don't mean you're supposed to be romantically in a relationship with them. It don't mean you're going to get married to them and run off into the sunset together. It could be a twin, but that twin is just meant to sharpen you. That twin can also be a fucking nemesis. How many of y'all have those where the twin is a fucking narcissist, a sociopath, or a psychopath? Or they exhibit those traits. Highly emotionally abusive, will abandon you, you know, very promiscuous, have done things to your body or have brought things to you that assaulted your body, you know, have wanted you to put them over your children, or wanted you to abandon things you love for them. That's a nemesis if they've done that. So again, a lot of y'all need to address y'all motherfucking addiction to dick. What is it? What do you want? What do you want the man for other than what's in his pants and both ways? What's behind his zipper and what's in his pockets? Other than that, and other than some of y'all wanting a protector, but still, what do you want him for other than maybe those three things? What do you want him for? Because most of them ain't worth shit. Most of them gonna drag ass down. Now, men do their part in society, but I'm saying the ones that I see these very highly gifted women clinging on to and dealing with or longing for them to come back, y'all know y'all be wanting these toxic men back. A lot of y'all do want him back, and you're lying to yourself. You want his ass back. I know you want him back. Don't lie to me. Don't you fucking lie to me, bitch. Don't you fucking lie to me. You want that motherfucker back. Because if you didn't want him back, why the fuck you still stalling on doing what you supposed to do now that you're free? Something holding you back. Something keeps pulling me back. What is it? Is it the generational curse through your mama? Is your mama still in your ear talking about, when am I going to get some grandkids? You know, Harry from school, y'all. You know y'all was always supposed to be together. No, the fuck we wasn't, mama. Be quiet. Harry from school got 7 kids and 5 baby mamas. We was not always supposed to be together, mama. I know some of y'all need to establish some firm motherfucking boundaries, okay? You really do. And you can call me a feminazi. I don't give a fuck what y'all call me. I will be happy and rich, bitch, all the rest of the days of my motherfucking life without dealing with a single man on this fucking planet romantically. And y'all will wonder, how the fuck did she do? How Bree level up that damn quick? Guess what? I kept niggas out of my fucking bed. That's how, bitch. I kept niggas up out of my space. Meaning men. Black men. Just any man, though. I'm saying niggas colloquially because I'm black. I kept men up out of my space and out of my energy field. And I ignore men when I need to ignore them. And I do my fucking work. That's how I level up quick. That's how. I'm not saying you have to be like me, but you know, people be wondering, well, what's the secret? Ain't no fucking secret, baby. I pay attention to what I gotta do. I don't have time to be texting men. I don't have time. I don't make time for them either. Because, see, I spent enough years making time for them. I'm damn near 40 years old. What the fuck do I have to gain texting a man? Hey, how you doing? Hey, boo, how you doing? Good morning, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, boo, what you wearing? You know. What does that do for me? What kind of money do that put in my pocket? What kind of longevity does that give me on the earth? What kind of long-term stability, empire, success, something my children can build on or have? What does that give my children? It's a waste of fucking time. Now, I'm not saying you ain't supposed to have relationships. Relationships are what human beings find major fulfillment in. We all have relationships. However, you, if you're on a higher spiritual level, need to keep your relationships in perspective when it comes to your spiritual journey and your mission. Because those relationships can become stumbling blocks, they can become hurdles, and they can become fucking shackles. Let me also tell you, there are some relationships that can become a millstone about your neck, like the Bible says. A millstone about the neck and cast into the sea. You know what's under the sea? Hell, the underworld. That's what's up under there. Another dimension is up under there. There are people out here that are seeking after highly spiritual women, no matter what their racial or ethnic background is, so they can dump karma onto you. Why? Why do they want to dump karma onto you? Number one, they're going to do it by laying with you, by sleeping with you. Number two, or they would like to, and even if they can't get in your quote-unquote bed, they will do it by just being in close proximity to you and opening your heart, having your heart open to the person like that is a stronghold, okay? So one of the other things that can happen is with the laying on of karma, they're seeking spiritual women because a woman who is high vibrational, who has a direct connection with Source Creator, God, Goddess, is an infinite cleanser of karma. Can be an infinite cleanser or destroyer of negative karma. Why? Because she has a portal. She has what's called a womb, a uterus, or also known as a portal, a life portal, a Gaia within, or also known as the tree of life within, also known as what I'm going to call the black hole. The Saturn's cube, the Kaaba. She can be an infinite transmuter of karma because she's an eater of souls. She's a sin eater. Most spiritual women, high vibrational spiritual women, are sin eaters. And you may not even believe in the term, that's okay, but most of them are. They can turn a man that's broke down, got addictions, not making money, you know, someone who is struggling, into a kingpin just by the anointing and the abilities that they have inherently, but also because what? They have a black hole. Black holes eat everything, but a black hole also does what? It creates worlds. Go look it up. Go look up quantum physics and astrophysics and see if black holes don't create galaxies, create worlds. Go look and see. So some of you need to get over your damn addiction to dick, baby. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna get set free till you do. Until you can reconcile the fact that you only want that man for a piece of hot. What do the hot dog really do for you other than make you feel good and get the stress and procreate? What do the hot dog really do for you? I just don't see no purpose in it. I mean, excuse me for being a hard ass, but don't excuse me because these are real questions. There's a lot of younger women that listen to me. About 78% of my audience, actually might be more like 90% of my audience is female. So at least on YouTube. So don't pardon me. You can call me an asshole. You can call me a feminist. Whatever you want to call me. I'm asking a real ass question. What the fuck do the piece of chicken wang do for you? What do it do for your children's future? Now, if you're married, then if you're happily married, you can disregard. But I'm asking the women who are single, okay, and or divorced, or who are contemplating being with someone or want someone, what is it going? You need to weigh the pros and the cons. Get you a piece of paper, a notebook, and write down at the top, write it down, dead ass. I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you, sis. I'm not fucking playing with you. Get you a notebook and write at the top. Here are the pros and cons of dealing with this dick. I'll talk to y'all later.
We'll be right back.